Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Ogletor dictating an endoscopy report on Jerry Robbins, date of birth 3/14/1950, date of procedure December 27, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Ogletor. Your referring physician is Dr. Edwin Roberts. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold snare and cold biopsy polypectomy, as well as cold biopsies. Indication error, melanoma, comma, hematochezia, comma, screening for colon cancer. Description of procedure, informed consent of the pain period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, just among the cerebral expense of the patient. The patient's breath in an aspirin suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care period, a well-located lymphocytic gastroscope, introduced into the esophagus and advanced to the direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, GE junction, and esophagus period, a retroflex is obtained at the cardio period, airway suction from the stomach, forward draw the scope period, the patient was then turned on in left lateral position period, a digital rectal exam was performed period, a well-lubricated limbus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision for the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds period. The terminal ileum was also evaluated period. Careful examination was made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum period, retroflex was obtained of the rectum period. Bowel preparation was good with a Boston bowel prep score of 2-3-2 for a total of 7. Period, the patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications, findings at a for endoscopy. There was evidence of a approximately 1 centimeter erythematous nodule in the hypopharynx. Next line, the Z line was unremarkable at 39 centimeters from the bite block. Next time there was approximately four to five centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. There was no evidence of any Cameron's lesions. Next line, there was evidence of a Schottky ring. Next line, there was patchy gastric erythema noted. Biopsies were obtained for histology. Period, there was no evidence of any ulcers or erosions. Next line. There was evidence of mild erythema and some deformations / narrowing of the duodenal sweep. Biopsies were obtained here for histology. Period, there were no evidence of any ulcerations in this area. the scope was easily able to traverse without any complications or bleeding. And I find the remainder of the duodenum to D2 appeared unremarkable. Biopsies were obtained in D2 for histology. Next line, at colonoscopy, Buchman bowel prep score was 7, T-3-2, good prep. Next line, the last 5 centimeters of terminal ileum appeared unremarkable. Next line, there was a diminutive ascending colon sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were 2 hepatic flexure sessile polyps. Both were approximately 8 millimeters in size and both removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was distal rectal mild erythema. This area was biopsied for histology. Next line, there was evidence of diverticulosis with some impacted ticks noted. Next line, there was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were non-bleeding. Plan, follow biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend complete discontinuation of all NSAID use. Salma discussed with patient that it might be beneficial for him to see neurology regarding his continued headaches and excessive NSAID use period. Next line, would recommend ENT evaluation for the nodule noted in the hypopharynx. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending PATH. Next line, following the EGD and colonoscopy, discuss with patients regarding the mildly narrowed and deformed area in the duodenal sleeve, comma. Patient does not report any early satiety, abdominal pain, or any further evidence of bleeding at this time. Period, discuss that we will continue to monitor symptomatology and if he notices any evidence of gastric outlet obstruction, nausea, vomiting, early satiety, may need to evaluate the duodenal sweep further and possibly dilate, period. He is currently asymptomatic, period. Will await biopsy results. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled.